Speaking of the stock market, I'd say 2019 looks a whole lot better than 2018 did so far anyway. It seems like a lot calmer marketplace, and it looks like some of the investors and some of the traders are beginning to buy when they go on sale rather than sell when they rally. One man who oversees a fistful of market investments, mutual funds, Eric Marshall, currently serves as president and director of research for Hodges Capital Management, oversees five funds, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Thank you. So tell me what you're seeing in your mutual funds this year. Are you seeing money coming back into them, or is the investing public optimistic?
Well, it's really been mixed. We've seen mutual fund equity outflows now for several years.
Right.
There's been some money last year really go into the exchange-traded funds and more passive investing, although even those had outflows here in the last quarter of 2018. So really, when we are looking into 2019, we think that is somewhat of a contrarian indicator, and we see ample number of opportunities out there in individual U.S. stocks, and we're trying to take advantage of those in the Hodges funds.
We've seen a few companies already beginning to, warn, and different industries too, warning that maybe earnings are going to be below expectations or cutting growth rates, even American Airlines or Lennar, but really a wide swath of companies. Is this why the market was selling off a couple of months ago, knowing that this was coming, or were they discounting in advance of the bad news?
Well, this is the pre-announced season in which companies do come out right after the end of the quarter, and if they're not going to make expectations, they will pre-announce. So we see this every year. If you look back into, at the beginning of 2018, we had a similar week or two period just like that. But all in all, we actually see earnings for most companies holding up relatively well this year. We spend a lot of time out talking to companies. I think our investment team here at Hodges made something like 2,700 contacts across over 1,000 different companies last year. And really what we're hearing from the CEOs and CFOs of companies that we're talking to is, cautiously optimistic view of further earnings growth when we look out into 2019.
You all have historically really heavily followed a lot of regional companies, local companies, and have been rewarded richly for it because we've been a great region. So as you make these phone calls, are you guys hearing any different takes from companies outside of our area that seems to be doing so well versus the ones that are here?
Well, I think, right now there's no shortage of uncertainty out there. It's really hard to know how the government shutdown may impact things, what impact the China trade tensions may have on a longer-term basis. And then, questions about the direction of interest rates and what that effect may have on things like a lot of our bank and financial companies that we talk to. There's definitely no shortage of uncertainty out there. However, I think that the pullback that we've seen in the market, the dramatic pullback for the last 3 months, has really baked a lot of that into stock prices. So I think a lot of that uncertainty out there really does translate into opportunity in many of the areas that have been hit the hardest. And these are a lot of the more economically sensitive stocks, like the industrials, some of your housing and home building related companies, a lot of those banks, consumer stocks, restaurant and retailers. They've especially got hurt in the recent sell-off. So those are the areas where we can see fairly decent visibility into earnings this year, despite all these uncertainties that have really caused those stocks to sell off in a lot of cases 20-30% in the fourth quarter of the year. That's where we're going out case by case and picking individual stocks and actually finding some good opportunities in this market.
You know, your point about the uncertainty is certainly well taken. And you talked about some of them. I mean, China, and even, you know, here Monday, we start off the week with more signs of contraction over there. We got the federal government shut down. The EU seems to be in flux. Brexit, certainly. The political or maybe the Mueller uncertainty that's hanging over the market. The Federal Reserve, are they really going to pull back from raising interest rates? What bothers you the most? What potentially could be the biggest pitfall out there?
Well, I think something systemic that would really impact all businesses, something dramatic that would cause interest rates or inflation to really get out of hand and really start to impact earnings. One thing that we saw last year, if you look at the S&P 500 earnings in 2018, they were up over 20% year over year. You wouldn't believe that by what the S&P 500 did, being down for the year. But a lot of that benefit was the tax cuts that we saw. This year, we're probably looking at more mid to upper single digit type earnings growth for companies. The other variable here is as companies take those tax savings of last year, in a lot of cases, reinvested in their businesses. They bought back shares, which in a lot of cases is accretive to earnings. So those things will provide some tailwinds to companies' bottom lines going forward. However, you know, trees don't grow to the sky. We're realistic that at some point you have to see a slowdown. We just don't see the normal things out there that would be consistent with a slowdown, and that usually comes in the form of a buildup in excess or inventories somewhere in the system. We're definitely not seeing that in most of the companies that we're talking to and studying on a regular basis.
Well, let me end by asking just the inverse of that question then. I'm assuming there's a lot of money sitting on the sideline. It certainly seems to be that way. So if we eliminate an uncertainty, China, the Fed, the government shutdown, Brexit, political, what would have the greatest impact, do you think? Which is weighing the most, the heaviest on the street and investors?
Well, I think the right now it's probably the situation with China, just the uncertainty associated with that. From talking to a lot of people out there in the business community, I don't think anyone expects a real short-term solution for that. But I think just trying to size up what is the real impact. And I think a lot of times, just the uncertainty, the unknown, is far worse than the reality. So it's really a situation where, you know, the market's perception and the fear associated with that unknown is probably far worse than the actual true reality of what companies are going to be impacted. Yeah. And I think especially for U.S. small cap stocks, a lot of these companies are relatively insulated from direct exposure to China. And a lot of export markets, that's not to say that they're not indirectly impacted, but I think in a lot of cases, that's where you can really probably find opportunities in this market since small cap stocks have pulled back the most over these worries.
Good tip to the bargain hunters. Eric Marshall is President and Director of Research for Hodges Capital Management. It's always good to have you with us, sir. Thanks for the time.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.